Many blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Amos 5, 21 to 24. Amos chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. I despise your religious festivals. Your assemblies are a stench to me. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offerings, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the music of your harps. But let justice roll on like a river, righteousness like a never-failing stream. My theme for reflection is God's justice. A call to authentic worship. God's justice, a call to authentic worship. The words of Amos in Amos 5 are startling and intense, offering an image of God that deeply challenges the complacency of God's people. This is not the God who comforts, but the God who roars like a lion, rejecting the worship of those who trample on justice. How would we as a church today feel if we truly heard these words? Imagine God turning away from our worship, plugging divine ears to our prayers, holding divine eyes shut to our acts of devotion. Amos presents God as both dangerous and dismissive, a terrifying image that demands our attention. For the Israelites, the day of the Lord had been a symbol of hope, a promise of victory over their enemies. But Amos flips this expectation on its head. The day they longed for will be a day of darkness for them, not triumph. They cannot escape from the judgment that is coming, like prey caught between a lion, a bear, and a snake. Amos's images are meant to shake his audience from their sense of entitlement, reminding them that God's justice is impartial. Their rituals, their sacrifices, and their songs, all things they believed would secure God's favor, mean nothing without justice and righteousness. My dear friends, Amos's prophetic words are no less relevant today. In our churches, we often cling to the beauty of our liturgies, our sermons, and our community life, and expansive structural achievements, assuming they please God. But what if God turned away, as God did with Israel? What if God were more concerned with how we treat the poor and marginalized than with our hymns and prayers? The fierce imagery Amos uses is not just to frighten us. It is to confront us with the reality that worship without justice is hypocrisy. The justice rolling down like waters that Amos speaks of is not a gentle flow, it is a deluge. An unstoppable force that should sweep through our communities and transform them. Justice is not something we can delay or offer in small doses. It is urgent, immediate, and continuous like an ever-flowing stream. As Christians, we are called not only to worship God, but to live out God's will in the world. That includes standing with the poor, the oppressed, and the vulnerable. Amos reminds us that our faith must be active, aligning our worship with the way we live. Otherwise, we risk facing a God who has no use for our rituals, no matter how pious they seem. Our world is filled with inequality, systemic injustice, and suffering. So Amos's message calls the church to embody God's justice. We are reminded that our worship is incomplete unless it drives us to care for the poor and work for fairness in our communities. The challenge of Amos is that God's love cannot be separated from God's righteousness. We are invited to take our faith beyond the walls of the church and into the world, allowing justice to be a continual powerful force in our lives. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways has our worship become disconnected from the work of justice, and how can we restore that connection? Number two, how can our church become a place where God's justice flows like an ever-flowing stream, impacting not just our congregation, but the wider community? God of justice and mercy, you call us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Forgive us when we honor you with our lips but fail to show love to those in need. Help us to hear your call to justice, to let it flow through our lives like a mighty stream. May our worship be pleasing to you, not just in song or ritual, but in our care for the poor, the oppressed, and the vulnerable. Lead us to live out your will in the world, that we may reflect your heart for all people. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.